Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Johnny. Top of the hour. And we still haven't started the Masters. It's going to be starting in about a half an hour. Guys are out there. The Jack is warming up to hit that first shot. Okay. That is so cool.
Does golf do the best job? This is actually a serious question for me regarding golf. Do they do the best job of honoring their legends? Like, you don't see, like Bill Russell would show up and they name a trophy after him. But as far as keeping their guys involved with the game itself.
Yeah, because you can play golf longer.
Yeah.
They do. I think golf really does. Does a great job. Yeah, because, I mean, older guys in the league, how do you on? I mean, we see Akeem quite a bit, right?
On the floor.
On the floor. And they always put him on television, and he always has to wave
to the crowd. But that's not basketball. He wants to go to a game, and the Rockets give him tickets.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Well, and yeah.
Basketball did their 50 greatest and then 75, and I don't know. I feel like everyone does a pretty good job. Maybe golf does the best. I don't know.
And maybe, as John said, it's because of golf and the physicality of it. You can have Jack out there teeing off a tournament because – you know, you can still swing a club.
NFL players move around like Jack Nicklaus, and they're 30 years younger.
Tiger Woods moves around like NFL players.
Well, that's right. That's true.
Yeah, but golf is obviously the most difficult sport on your body.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, how on Tigers.
How would you rank? Well, he had other stuff. How would you rank him? Difficulty on the body. Golf number one, obviously.
Golf's number one. Frisbee golf second.
Okay. For certain people, sure. Right.
Golf one, football two. Hockey three.
On their teeth.
Basketball.
Baseball four.
Why baseball?
Basketball soft.
Basketball. Take something out of your knees.
How they walk.
They're also taller. Their knees.
LeBron, soft.
Baseball's got to be the easiest.
What did Emay call him?
He called him a soft-ass boy.
If Emay call him that, I'm going to call him that. Okay.
I think it's kind of hard. Could be harder on your body.
Well, Emay can call him that because it's Emay. I don't know if you have the ability to call LeBron soft. Like, Emay would know. You're just a golfer. You can't call him soft.
Oh, are you kidding? The torque?
Yeah.
Let's get Tom in here. Hey, Tom.
What's going on, Mr. G?
What up, Tom?
Nothing much. I got a question for you about the Astros. 2022, we were World Series champions. 2023, the Rangers were World Series champions. Now, here's the question. Who wins the boot this year?
The boot. The dreaded boot.
Yeah. So we're already down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, 2-2.
It's tied.
Tied at two.
Oh, yeah, we got the second
tied
one.
Tied at two. But they're coming here. You know what? We almost had to beat them 4-0 there because every game that we play here against them, Tom, is a disaster. I mean, that's so stupid that we can't play at home. I kind of like the Rangers in the boot this year, unfortunately, because we've already played because we only split with them there. I mean, usually if you split on the road,
unfortunately, we've got to come back home.
Oh yeah, unfortunately, we have to play. Can we move our home games to there? That would be so sweet.
Who won the boot last year?
Well, we know they wouldn't let you play there.
Did the Astros win the boot last year?
Well, they did sweep them there.
Yeah, I think the Astros won the boot last year.
I don't remember.
Well, didn't the 8 Rangers really win the boot? You know, they did.
Not nearly as important winning the World Series.
They did eliminate
as winning
you
the boot,
in
though.
The ALCS. I feel like no matter what this regular season record was, the Rangers won the
What's
boot.
What's the boot called?
The silver boot.
It is a silver boot. Yeah.
Okay, good. Look at the record of the silver boot.
Sheriff Blaylock silver boot.
The Sheriff Blaylock silver boot?
I don't know.
No, the Astros won it.
Yeah,
no.
We won 2 out of 3 to start.
No, they didn't win it.
Yeah, we
Rangers
did.
Rangers handed over the silver boot with a loss Series to the
trophy.
Astros.
Did Jose Altuve run to the Rangers dugout and grab it like it's a Big Ten trophy?
Well, they handed it over.
Oh, no, we killed them.
Oh, what about after the golden bucket and all that stuff in the Big Ten?
I love the
old axe handle.
I love the sprint.
And they run and go
and
pick it up.
Yeah.
And they go, the golden spittoon.
Yeah.
One of them is a spittoon.
The giant axe or whatever that thing
is called. Oh, the Larry O'Brien. Sure. They won the Larry O'Brien last year, but we won the silver boot.
I feel like
hand it over.
I feel like they won. They just won everything.
Hand it over.
And I know Larry O'Brien is.
Isn't that the
a
NBA
basketball
thing? What's the ALCS trophy called? What's
no
it
one
called?
Knows.
I don't know. What it's
no
called.
One knows. Good question, Tom. Tom, we're going to win it.
The spigot.
Even though we've only split with them on the road, that's a problem. And you got to come here, and we cannot be. Last year we took care of their business, okay? And then they won it all. That's so crappy having any Dallas team win anything.
Apparently, it's
makes me nuts.
The William Herridge Award.
What is?
It's the William Herridge. If you win the AL pennant, you win the William Herridge. He was a commissioner in the 30s, from 1931 to 1958.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis?
No, I don't know. The William Herridge Award is what you take
what
home.
What is the World Series trophy? We don't even know that.
I don't know what I just called.
We know it's Larry O'Brien and the Vince Lombardi.
I've always called the World Series trophy.
And it's the Vezina? No, it's not the Vezina.
No, it's the Stanley Cup, John.
The Stanley
what
Cup.
What are we doing here? Right. I don't know what the World Series trophy is called. Does it have a name?
C-League, something like the C-League Memorial Trophy?
He's not dead.
Bud Selig's not dead?
Is he?
Yeah, he's dead.
What did he die of?
Bud Selig's not dead.
It's called the Commissioner's Trophy.
He just stepped down.
He didn't die.
He stepped away. He didn't die.
Oh, Wendy's been running the team for a while now.
Yeah, but he's not dead.
You sure he's not dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
He is 89 and alive.
Oh, he's dead to me now.
Well, the Astros won the Commissioner's Trophy in 2022. The Rangers won it in 2023. That's what the World Series Trophy is called.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yes.
No one knew that.
I didn't know it.
You can't possibly know that. They don't – well, it's just a commissioner's trophy instead of a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has there been a good enough commissioner in baseball for it to give that person the trophy name?
Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Well, apparently not, John.
Well, he
Peter
got
Uberoff.
Rid of
– it changed to Peter Uberoff. That's when it started being great.
Who was before Selig?
Faye Vincent.
The Faye Vincent Commissioner's Trophy?
He's the one that – Not what he did to Pete Rose.
No.
They'll never
He was him. Not good.
No.
So the Astros are the winner, are the holders of the silver boot. That's what we say when you retain the trophy. They're the holders of the silver boot. They have to defend their title. So we don't think the Astros are going to walk away this season with the silver boot.
It's the governor's silver boot or something.
Yeah, who cares? No, we're not winning it.
We are winning it.
No, we're down because we split on the road.
It depends on how many games we have on the road still with them. Okay, but now that we play everybody, we have fewer division games.
Trade Kyle Tucker. I'm not doing this show anymore. I'm only talking about trading Kyle Tucker. This is not going to be our season. I want great prospects. Because then when he's gone, I wish we would have traded Kyle Tucker.
You did this last year, too.
Yeah, I know, but I said this is a year we should consider it, and we absolutely should. If by the deadline it doesn't look like it's going your way, move them, get big-time prospects, and let's give a chance to run this back. Eric Geddy. We need another big time arm coming out of the minor leagues. We need another big time bat.
Pedro Leon. Pedro Leon hitting .395, OPS of .939 right now.
That's good.
Okay.
He's been in there for 3 or 4 years.
114 mile an hour double last night.
Ooh, that's pretty smoking.
Really, that's really good.
Good. But I'd like to just rebuild that minor league because Altuve is going to be gone. Bregman's going to be gone. Kyle Tucker's going to be gone before you know it.
Do you think
three mainstays?
Jim Crane has a mentality. Because we heard John quote him that as long as he's here, they're going to compete. Do you think he would rather let a guy walk than trade him for prospects?
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense because the best way to compete is to get guys who you have club control over for longer, which are prospects. How are you going to compete right away when Kyle Tucker's gone? You're going to have to buy another player. And Jim Crane doesn't win in the free agency market. He goes and gets Abreus and guys like that. Like, Jim Crane is not going to outbid people for top players. So when your best players are gone, is your minor league system considered good enough to crank out the next Bregman, the next Tucker? No, you're not considered that good. Who are the big heavy hand? Loperfido is as good as you got right now, I would imagine, from a hitting standpoint. You're going to have to find a way to replenish that. And the best way would be to move a big-time player like Kyle Tucker for big-time prospects so that your next group of team-controlled big-time talent is up. Because right now it doesn't appear to be in your minor league.
So you
roster.
Are in favor if it's not
– is he ain't if, buying
if
free agents.
If it's not where you think it should be by the trade deadline, Kyle Tucker should go.
Yeah, I think he should go.
That flies.
Because he has more – He has more value.
It flies in the face of the Jim
Crane. I know it does, but I think Jim Crane is about to make a huge mistake because he may not, but I'm telling you, it's a big mistake because at some point you have to pivot. Like, the Astros have been on a certain type of upward trajectory, but there comes a pivot point that Daryl Morey couldn't deal with, and I'm not sure Jim Crane can deal with it either, where you've got to change your thought process and get to a different – Daryl thought he was just going to keep windows open too and keep doing the same thing, and it eventually ran you into the dirt. Jim Crane could be in that same mode. I'm telling you, he's going to have to pivot the way that he's operated. And it's either going to have to be start buying free agents from other teams once your best players are gone, or you're going to have to do something to strengthen your minor league system. It's one or the other, because fans are just waiting to be pissed at Jim Crane. It's probably not fair, but you can sense it with the amount of free agents that have been leaving. You can kind of sense that that's where this is headed once Bregman leaves and once Tucker, especially if they play well somewhere else.
I think it's hard to escape
it with Carlos because – Yeah. You know, Jeremy Pena was great right out of the bat.
Yeah, I think it's hard to accept the reality that you're not always going to be at the top of the contender list. Like, at some point, after 7 years of this, how you think it's going 8, 10 years? At some point, you're not going to be a team that's going to be in a real title chase, and you have to pivot. And I don't know if Jim Crane is ready to acknowledge that.
He already said he's not doing that.
So he's going to your terminology, run it into the ground and then try to recover afterwards.
That's all.
Well, I think that's the danger. That's the danger.
Well, you say he doesn't win free agency. I mean, he has picked up some, but he wins trades all the time. I mean, they still acquire really. They've got one of the best rosters in baseball.
With prospects, you do that. With players, you do that. You don't have that now. How do you think you were able to pick up Gerrit Cole? I mean, how do you, and which free agent does he sign?
Well, you also used Major League. You used Joe Musgrove.
Which free agent does he sign?
He signed Josh Hader. I mean, he just signed one of the best relievers in baseball for $95 million.
That's all you, and position players?
Well, they went out and got Dubon.
Dubon, that's not.
It was a huge part of last year.
That was a small deal, small signing. I'm talking about
Abreu.
Who are your core?
Abreu sucks. They paid $60 million, though.
So he sucks, and he was an old guy.
I know he was. They made a mistake, but it's not like he didn't try to sign him.
No, they signed an old guy that's cheap.
Right.
It's cheap on a short-term deal. Who was a core player that you're signing?
Ooh, that was a three-year, $60 million deal.
He doesn't get involved in core players. No, it's not. Those aren't the top players in baseball. Top players are going to be making $25 to $30 million. Yes.
Okay.
That's what it takes.
Well, he's not doing it. No.
And he's not doing it,
Lance,
right?
Lance, I don't know if you heard. Okay. The Astros have been the best team in baseball.
Okay. I know they are.
What are you talking about?
Let me walk you through. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not arguing. This is not an argument about their legacy. I'm arguing
not
about what's going to happen
still
in 3 years.
Of it.
I'm arguing about what's going to happen in 3 years. Since you say he's not going to sign a $180 million guy. Well, just stay with me for a second. He's not going to sign a $180 million guy, right?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that.
You just said that.
No. He hasn't. But I don't know that he won't.
He's shown no.
When Tucker's gone, when Bregman's gone, there's going to be money on the table. Who knows?
He's shown no signs of signing other people's players to top market value. Top market value. Not mid-level Abreus toward the end of their career.
Josh Hader.
I'm talking about the top talent. That's
it.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
That's all you got is Josh Hader. That's one guy. And that's a closer.
But he did it just this year.
Okay. Show me a position player. This is what I've
he
he's let, he's let
a year on a
way
deal.
More top players walk than he has kept them. If that is his, and you believe that that's his modus operandi, and so do I. I believe that's what he does. If he thinks he's going to club control this thing up from the minor leagues, it doesn't look great right now. So how else do you do it? You buy players.
Again, yeah.
And that's a bad methodology to use, buying players. And I think that's what makes the Astros good is they don't lean into these bad methodologies. My problem is if you're going to lean into what you've always done, which is grow your own, which I love, the garden's not really producing that much. It might be time to pivot and do something you wouldn't usually do because you're not good this year.
But he's still good. No, they're still good enough. And now they're one of the best teams. That's right. But it doesn't last forever, Lance. That's right. So at some point, you got one of the best lineups in baseball and one of the best staffs
in baseball.
It doesn't
last forever, but you don't have to just – go in. You don't have to crash like the Astros did.
You can
pivot and have a new Philadelphia Eagles, a new Pittsburgh Steelers, a new Dallas Cowboys, a new whatever team you want to look at. Look, the Spurs crashed. They went as long as they could with old guys, and they crashed. That's not what the Astros are doing. But what I'm saying is, in about a three-year span, you're probably going to lose Altuve, realistically. Maybe he'll play four more years. Altuve, Bregman, and Kyle Tucker, and then you're going to be stuck with Yordan and Yiner, and that's probably it. McCormick right now, we'll see what happens. Hopefully he gets hits better. Jake's not that guy. I don't know where you're ever who your other top guys
Pena.
Are. Maybe Loperfido becomes that. Who else?
Pena.
Pena, hopefully. Hopefully Pena. Is that guy.
Fromber. Urquidy.
Fromber's no guarantee. They got to sign Fromber.
I know, but okay. But
Urquidy's out for the year.
Pitchers.
Urquidy's not that dude.
Yeah.
Urquidy
won't
be here any longer. Yeah, we do. He's been here a long time.
Rotation guys. It's just.
Who are your top guys, though? And Fromber's got to get paid. Are you paying Fromber?
I don't know who you want him to be.
I'm not asking to do anything other than potentially move one guy.
Just win.
I'm just asking to potentially move one guy and refurbish a minor league. That's not outrageous. Teams do it all over baseball all the time. Why is that considered outrageous?
They're trying to win right now again at the highest level. They're not getting rid of their best hitter to do that.
But if they're not winning this year, I think it's time to consider a move that may hurt you in the short term, but end up giving you long-term success. Because long-term success comes from grow your own.
How many games are we in?
Grow your own.
13. But 13.
Is
saying by
is it a long season or not a long season?
I said by trade deadline.
The caveat, as always, it is a long season, but he did say by the trade deadline. Not now, but he's saying.
Just see how you're doing.
Just see how they're doing. And then maybe come to a decision.
And you can't be closed off to it.
What you
want to
do is you want to put a cemetery, you want to put a tombstone? Okay.
No,
I'm saying don't
be closed-minded. Be open-minded.
All right. You know what? Be open-minded to a new coffee, Free Rain Coffee. Free Rain Coffee is my favorite coffee.
Has anyone pulled a gun because of Free Rain or called somebody a punk-ass cracker or something because of Free Rain?
Never.
Well, I know who did do that. Terrell sucked
that
when
at
he was
Starbucks.
He was at 2 in the morning.
Right.
Which Starbucks is open at 2?
I don't know why, but we don't do that. We don't do that. What we do is we love service people, okay, at Free Rain. We love everything about everything that is good and clean and wholesome in America. Because you know where this is made? In Texas. That's right. It's made in San Angelo, Texas. The roastery's been fueling folks to get up and get after it for over 25 years. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. All right? They love community, love military, veterans, first responders, nurses, teachers. It's an all-American coffee, people. I love it. You'll love it. Full flavor. It's what coffee should taste like. Not like that bitter-faced coffee that you're drinking. Get off it and get on Free Rain Coffee. 975coffee.com, 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide. 975coffee.com, ESPN20.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Welcome back here at East River 9, where it's just a beautiful, beautiful day. And minimal wind, which is awfully important when you're playing golf. So that's beautiful. I mean, it can't be prettier out. The skyline here can't be prettier. You're looking for a place to play today. It only takes it's 9-hole par 3. You play at night. It's open at night. It only takes about an hour and a half or so. And then you're back in the bar watching the Masters. Let's go. Astros at 1 o'clock. Let's go. Hunter Brown shutting them out.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Will Hunter Brown shut them out?
No, that's something to look forward to. Hunter Brown pitching.
You're such a bad person. Hunter Brown is one of the greats in the game.
Is
today.
He? Who feels great about Hunter Brown today?
It's hard to feel great right now about Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown has just not been good.
You want to have an awful thoughts.
Might be another one of those guys they shouldn't have brought up. Might be
a royal sweep.
No,
that's not something.
On the
I
road,
was planning on.
We're on the road and we're getting swept.
I expect it here.
Yeah,
going to Kansas City getting swept by the Royals. Ugh. Yeah,
that's not happening.
I trade everyone. If that happens today, get everyone out of here. All I want to see is prospects.
Yeah.
Not the Astros. Get someone else's prospects, though.
Yeah. You guys excited about Mavs-Clippers first round? pretty good series.
It is a series that, it's happened a couple times. The Clippers have always come out on top. Luka's had some really good games, a really good series. But yeah, the way the Mavs are playing, I watched, not up close, but I watched them intently yesterday as they put it on my team pretty badly. They've been great. Daniel Gafford, for whatever, doesn't miss shots as they're rim-running big. They get stops, and you have two elite scorers. The Clippers have big wings, and we'll see what James is as their point guard. That should be a good one. It's probably be the most competitive and most entertaining series of the first round in the conference.
They went smaller against the Rockets, and it didn't help them. Because Gafford didn't play much when the Rockets were there.
Who do you think wins it?
He got foul trouble for Gafford early. Yeah.
So this is going to be this.
And Landale didn't see the floor anymore either. So yeah.
But what's going to be interesting here is it's a battle of really. I mean, I think you can start. It's not just Kyrie. Kyrie's kind of been a jinx and goes out early, but you can look the same thing as can be said about Luka. Like Luka's got to start moving forward in the playoffs.
Well, nobody's more jinxed than the Clippers, so that's a two jinxed organizations.
That's what I mean. Well, you got James over there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
oh my god.
Small game James versus Kyrie and Luka. Now James is not necessarily he's not the number one. So it's still a bad game's a bad game, but I think James is looking like, okay, keep everyone healthy. I got enough to stay out of the way and just get assists.
Well, are they going to be healthy throughout the playoffs?
Chris Paul doesn't play for the Clippers. They should be fine.
But
Kawhi
played the first two games of the series against the Suns, and he couldn't finish the series.
Series against the Rockets either when they – we got eliminated. We got eliminated without Kawhi, didn't we?
That's Kawhi.
But Chris Paul never makes it to the end of the year.
So they have Paul George, Kawhi, guys who get injured, and James who plays, but it's James Harden in the playoffs. So, yes, it is. Luka made a conference final when they beat the Suns, so he does have that on his resume, so he has gone a bit far. But, I would probably take the way the Mavs are playing right now. I'd take the Mavs in that one.
It's anybody. I don't know that it doesn't. I don't think it matters much. Denver is just
yeah,
so
as long
good.
As they're starting five or something, forget about it.
Yeah, Denver just pulled away last night and took care of that bit.
Man,
Minnesota.
It wasn't that long ago that Denver was not considered Denver's not the same team. Man, has it changed.
Yeah, they went youth. They went for youth on the bench. The veterans who helped them win a title, particularly Bruce Brown, they let go. He made too much money in free agency, and they've had to build a youthful bench. And that has hurt them when they've missed a guy from their starting unit because they just don't have depth. But so, when the starting five is there, it's over for everyone.
So that's my point about the Rockets. Okay, are Jalen? I don't put Tari in there. Jalen, Jabari, and Alpi. Is that Jokic, Murray, and Porter?
Well, not at 22.
That's not even close.
Well, not at 22. But those guys weren't that at 22. I mean,
that is true. But
Jamal Murray's in his mid to late 20s. Jokic the same. It's a process. We know
it
about
took
the NBA.
A while, yeah.
Alpi's great.
You have to get beat a couple times in the playoffs.
We may never see another Jokic. Like, what he does is so unusual, especially for his body type. Well, I say that, but there's a chance that Wimby is that. You know,
different body types.
They look different, but I'm talking about the production.
Yeah.
Like, forget the way they look. How do you produce? What kind of impact do you have on the game? Wimby does have the ability, I think, to have that kind of impact. But we're talking about
elite level,
where you can get the ball to Jokic and he can just go get you a basket. Yeah. When things get tougher, Denver in the playoffs, Jokic can create points at an unbelievable rate. And when I look at the Rockets, if we're going to compare it to the Nuggets, that's what I'm doing. I want to know how good. Do you have a championship caliber unit? And I think Jabari is part of but he's like an elevated Robert Horry Jr., where he's kind of a glue guy, or Mario Elie, just to bring it back here locally. There's been other players in the NBA currently that you could look at, but I would say Jabari's a glue guy. So he's somebody very, very important to have, like a Draymond. Draymond's never going to be a top scorer or whatever.
If we're using the Nuggets, Aaron Gordon, a different version.
Okay. Well, I think Aaron Gordon is more Amen. You know, I mean.
Right, but that's just the point. I think the Rockets actually have more of those types of guys to choose from than the Nuggets, but more is not always better. Like, sometimes it's better to have a distinct pecking order.
Well,
where you got a 1-2-3, and then you have fill-in pieces. Right now, the Rockets have, man, Cam can score. Man, Jalen's explosive. Amen can do a lot of this and that. Tari and Jabari and Dylan do kind of similar stuff.
But are the top three at a championship level?
Not today.
And I don't,
but,
yeah.
But Jamal Murray.
At 22, you're not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we look at the age of the roster. Jamal Murray's he couldn't 27.
Stay healthy, though, early.
And Jokic is 29, and Aaron Gordon's like 28.
That's not fair.
The youngest guy is Michael Porter Jr., 25.
And this is their first year with, like, a real disciplined coach, like playing real basketball.
Yeah.
This is their first year, too. And I don't think they're done being who they're going to be. The question for me is, how do you figure out who your core is going to be? And maybe you're going to be a team like, always go back to the old Pistons team that had, the idea used to be you had to have a big two. And then when Dennis Rodman joined, you know, the Bulls, it was like a big three. And then Miami had the big three. And you start, it's either a big two or big three. The Rockets may be one of these interesting teams like the Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, Tayshaun Prince. Those are five dudes, but none of them were like big-time the guys. They just all had great roles
that they played together.
And,
rare.
And it's different because those guys
that's
didn't
rare.
Okay, what about when you had Tim Duncan, Kawhi Leonard, you had
that's two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Well, it is now, but you had Tim Duncan before Kawhi was a Hall of Famer.
Tony Parker,
Tim
Hall of Famer.
Tim Duncan's always his whole career is best at his position.
Yeah. But they're older guys, yes. Right? So it's easy to look in hindsight. But what if the Rockets are going to be a team that finds the right mix?
Tim Duncan was the number one overall pick.
Yeah, he was great early. Tony Parker was a Hall of
Famer.
Kawhi
came out of nowhere. Yeah. But
Manu, great
player.
But he was
the last pick of the second round.
But they played together. Manu was not a – like, even Tim Duncan did not, for much of his career, was not a 26-14 guy.
He played in a different era, but he played inside.
He
was the best player on it. That was it. Was a lockout.
for a while. He played a long time.
But a lockout shortened year. But his first year in 99 when they won a title, he was the best player, and he was a young player, maybe a second year, third year in the league. So he was very good very early. I get what you're saying, but comparing them to the teams that are currently trying to win a title, it's unfair to this team because of we know you got to get your nose bloody in the playoffs before you become one of those teams. And the Nuggets in Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray's first year playing together, Jokic in the second year overall, they were a 40-42 team under Michael Malone. So you have continuity with the coach who's been around since 2015 with them. So obviously, Ime's in his first year. You have continuity with your two best players. Those two have been playing together
since
16.
It's been coming. Yeah, this has been a process.
Yeah.
We're at the very first stages
of the
process, really. Like, I almost don't even consider the Silas stuff a process. I just think it was just guys running out there playing and not even caring.
So I get it that the money is fast-forwarding these discussions because you got to pay the guys. But the economics are different for the Nuggets at the time because the money wasn't so crazy. Particularly Jokic, he was a second-round pick, so he wasn't getting a max deal. But you're fast-forwarding something that even the Nuggets, it took years and years to get done.
Well, all we have to do is listen to other NBA teams. They all feel like the Rockets are going to be a problem going forward. We'll see. Maestro Dobell, not a problem.
Not a problem at all. Maestro Dobell is actually here. They carry it here at East River 9. Very smart move by East River 9 to have the Cristalino here. Cristalino is what you're going to see in a lot of different types of bars because it is their Cristalino is it's called the Diamante. I need to start calling it the Diamante. The Cristalino is the type of it's a type of tequila where they blend three tequilas and then they charcoal filter, they age it in the distilling process. It's really it's really a disciplined process, but the Cristalino is called Diamante, and the Diamante is great because they started the category of Cristalinos, and others have copied as well, but it's a nice kind of a hint of sweetness at the back end. Very, very smooth. It's a great sipping tequila. Many people will use it for sipping tequilas or tequilas where you really want the tequila to shine as opposed to a cocktail where there can be juices and different, you know, types of bitters and things like that. So if you're having a tequila-based drink, whether it's a margarita or a cocktail, I highly recommend their silver or their smoked silver called the Jumito, but the Añejo, the Reposado, the Cristalino are all fantastic. Wherever fine liquors are sold, get your hands on Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Dell, you agree with Reagan about having the problems at home, what with the wife and kids? That's why the Astros can't play at home?
I don't agree with that. I would just suggest, why get married anyway, period. I don't think that's what's directly causing the Astros issues, but it can't help.
He says, Reagan says, well, when they were all single and free and man, they were playing great.
Jose Altuve's been married for a while.
Jose Altuve's been married for a long time. MVP, okay?
Yeah.
Now he gets the F. Altuve treatment, but okay. What did we miss today?
Well, something that just happened, at least it's been reported by the official account, according to his family, if we believe he wasn't hacked, O.J. Simpson has died, passed away due to cancer.
Okay, what is that going to be like? How do you eulogize O.J.?
Who does it?
He's probably his son.
No, but what is, I mean, if other than a family
you mean
member,
the public, the media,
how do we,
like if ESPN
because
breaks
you're not
in with
well,
news,
ESPN once you
will.
Die, you can't say anything bad about somebody.
Oh, yes, you can.
It generally doesn't happen.
We saw
generally
unless you're the worst
hey,
of the worst.
Let the rest in peace.
Yeah,
okay?
Don't speak ill of the dead.
Yes, that's all stuff. Of that you get.
No, that's too big. You have to. That's impossible. Well, O.J. Simpson was a 2,000-yard rusher. He was a loving father, married for a time, did some TV.
Movies.
He did movies. Hurts. And then had a little.
The Naked Gun movies?
Didn't it? He's playing Dust in the Wind. Then spent some time away from society for a little bit. Won a Heisman. And then it was gone. And then he went and got some memorabilia back. And then he.
Then he was gone.
Was gone for a while. And then he came back and got on Twitter.
that went well every time.
I mean, how do you, O.J. Simpson, there's three. There's player. There's the career. There's broadcaster slash movie and TV.
Broadcaster slash actor, yeah.
And then there is Nicole Brown Simpson and everything after. And, yeah, I think agent. I think you have to mention that. I mean, that was overriding from the time he was 50 years old.
Yeah, no.
Will the sports networks dive in or dance around it?
No, dive in.
Because
because
news outlets will do it, but will if ESPN break, we don't have it on
so
right now.
So Bobby Petrino died. I don't think they'd focus on. He was once famously
accident?
On a motorcycle
no,
accident
wouldn't.
With a co-ed.
They wouldn't.
That's a small piece of that. O.J., this has defined his life since he was in his mid-40s, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think of how old he was back in the mid-90s. Probably mid-40s, I guess, somewhere around there. It's been – he's known societally as that. Comedians of all ages joke about stuff, about O.J. jokes. And, yeah, I don't see how you can get around it. I don't see how you can – you know, Mike Tyson will – I think they'll mention Mike Tyson going to prison for rape, too. When he dies, I think that'll
well,
be
that
mentioned.
Well, it seems to be forgotten during life.
Yeah, now, and really the thing that erased it all, I swear to God, if you really look back at
right
it.
Right in the year?
Yeah, all that stuff, though. Yeah, well, Mike Tyson was on a downward trajectory,
yeah.
And the thing that cleaned it all up for him, as crazy as it sounds.
The movie.
Was the movie.
Yeah. Hangover.
Was his appearance in Hangover. And we saw a different side of Mike Tyson. This is a guy who went to prison for rape, who was the youngest heavyweight champ, and who also had an off-Broadway play a one-man show, I'm sorry, on Broadway, one-man show, Mike Tyson. Like, Mike Tyson's career, he's going to have one of the most interesting lives, so you're going to be able to go all over the place with the Mike Tyson stuff. OJ's pretty much shut down once you get to that summer of 94, everything was negative after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson, usually... When you get a face tattoo, your life usually, the trajectory really doesn't rise.
It can't.
Rise.
Well, unless you're a rapper. Post Malone's done just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yep. true. That is true. Got
to
give it up.
Your for profession him. Matters. What you do to make your money matters when you get the face tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a ballsy move, though.
It
I
is.
I mean,
investment
you're
banker.
Taking a chance.
You're telling yourself and anyone around you that there's a particular things you're not
I'm
going
seeing
to do
more and more
for the rest
of
your
though.
Life.
I see them more and more. The neck tattoo is not a big deal anymore. Neck tattoo is not a big deal. Your generation maybe so, but Dell's generation, my son's generation, the neck tattoo does not prevent you from doing anything. Yeah. Now, face tattoo still is like, okay.
I know there's still a lot of people out there that aren't going to invest big money in
well,
you.
Well, you're
when
talking
you come
about
out with a
you're talking about your son's generation
red tattoo.
You're talking about your son's generation. What is your son's generation? What job does your son's generation have right now?
Influencer.
Yeah, that's it. That doesn't matter.
Oh no,
no.
Investment banker.
Let me tell you,
not.
Streamers.
Well, we'll see.
Do you know how much more streamers influencers make than us?
Well,
in
I know.
One year,
exactly.
Us combined, we're not even close.
Well, okay, honest to God. Guy comes in and says, listen, Lance, I want you to invest $100,000 in my giant neck
What's
tattoo.
His company?
Well, no, 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 no.
No,
okay,
I need to
no,
know.
I want to invest your money in different I'm an investment banker.
If you tell me one of them
he's
has to do with the streaming platform thing and a guy's got a neck tattoo, I'm not blinking.
No, no, no.
I'm
he's
blinking.
Your investor. He's the guy that's going to put your money in different places.
Oh, I don't think neck tattoo guy is going to be drawn to math.
Well, he does, but he okay, I'm just saying. Meth?
Math.
Math.
Math. Oh.
Meth, maybe, but math, no.
I don't think he's thinking.
More
you know
likely
what?
Drawn to math or meth.
I think, you know, I think you know the answer.
I know the answer to that one. Now, chef, if my chef doesn't have tattoos now, I'm thinking this food's going to suck.
That is true.
Where are your tattoos?
That is very true. You got to have tattoos.
If my rapper doesn't have, if my UFC, if my MMA fighter has no tattoos, he is an underdog. I am not betting on him.
Right.
There is no way. There's no way. College basketball. A lot now, if a college basketball team doesn't have a lot of tattoos, they might actually be really good shooters, and they might be a team that shares the ball. Like Purdue,
coaches,
not a lot of
kids.
Tattoos. Not a lot of tattoos for Purdue. UConn, many more tattoos. Tattoos also win championships. But tattoos can get upset early in tournaments by non-tattoo teams.
Well, headband teams.
And headband teams are going to lose.
Okay, if your investment banker comes with a headband.
No.
No.
No. Absolutely.
It looks
not.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Why are absolutely you wearing not. That to this meeting? Get out of here.
No, absolutely not. Okay. Well, there was our eulogy of OJ.
Hey,
OJ's eulogy is going to be.
I think we did well.
OJ's eulogy is going to be done by somebody who's going to go light on OJ.
We have a guy who knows him pretty well, and he said his quote was, you know, OJ's a pretty good guy. You know, other than that, all that killing and stuff.
Well, all that killing, he's not a serial killer per se. It was a one-time, well, two-time thing at one time. All that one incident.
Yeah.
Other than that one
other
incident.
Other than all that killing and stuff.
Hey, here's one thing we didn't mention. 36 of 40 games for Caitlin Clark in the WNBA for Indiana now, the worst team in the league, is going to be on television. The Caitlin Clark effect and 10 of those are going to be on CBS, ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, that conglomerate. So one quarter of her games are going to be on major networks, and then four on Prime, eight on ION, 13 on NBA TV, and one on CBS Sportsnet.
One other thing we didn't mention, Packers and Eagles on Friday,
in
the
Brazil.
Day after the opening of the season.
In Brazil.
In Brazil they're playing, and it's only streaming on Peacock. Except in Green Bay and Philadelphia.
This is your league, Lance.
Yeah, nice job, Lance.
Well,
and by the
not,
way, did you hear about the green?
My choices.
Did you hear about this? They're playing in a stadium that doesn't allow green. The
what
Eagles
do you mean?
And the Packers, because their arch rival wears green.
Yeah.
So no green. Like they had a player who they suspect or they got.
This can't be true.
It's true. It's
they
true.
Can't wear green.
The first thing that the owner of the team said was, what color do they wear? The Eagles.
So why are they playing the game in that stadium?
In that
then?
Stadium.
Nah, Roger will
he's
get that change.
He's going to have to
Roger will get
go.
Well, the Eagles are
the
home.
The Packers are green and gold.
I know.
Well, they can
Eagles
go
will wear white.
White, but what would the Packers wear?
They're
green and gold. They'll let it through. They don't have all gold.
Well, they have a throw. Not
oh,
a
they
throwback.
Could be white and gold.
No, they have
rush.
Their prisoner. They have their yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have their throwbacks they could wear. But
they
that's,
have the
that's
old
like
prisoner
brown and yellow
prisoner uniform.
It looks
that's
like
not
them
what it
and
was.
The Steelers look like prisoners.
Brown and yellow, whatever it is, or blue and yellow, whatever it is. Yeah, yeah.
Is there a certain type of green maybe that they can't wear?
No, they just hate
just
green. I'm telling you, that was the story. First thing you were like, what color do they wear? Because they ain't wearing that color here.
Damn.
Yeah. That's how well it's Brazilian soccer.
Yeah, of course. They might hurt you if you walk into the stadium with the wrong colors.
Yeah. All right.
That's like Crips going to play at, you know, United Blood Stadium or Delta Blood Stadium. Crips coming in like they better not wear blue.
No.
Why? Or maybe it's, you know, Fred Mortgages, whoever the title sponsor is for Blood Stadium.
All right. Why don't you talk about Underdog right now, and then we're going to finish it up here at East River 9 and send you to the Mopey and Mapes Show. Yes. Underdog.
So I look at Underdog right now, and Underdog right now, for example, Tiger Woods. Here's what you can play on your pick'em. It's in the lower left hand. Go download the app today at Underdog Fantasy. Download the app. Use promo code Lance. They're going to double your first deposit up to $100. And this is what you can play higher or lower on. I'm just giving you an example of just Tiger. 74, higher or lower strokes. 10.5 round one leaderboard position. Better? If you say, yeah, he'll be 10th place or better by the end of round one, it pays you 3.25 times. So it's one of their big multipliers. Four bogeys or worse, higher or lower. There's 14 different picks just for Tiger Woods. There's 18 total for Bryson DeChambeau. This is how you can play. You guys who love the Masters, you love golf, you can play high and low, the Pick'em Challenge, with golf as well, and they do have multipliers. Phil Mickelson, will he end up better than the top 11 spots after the first round? That pays 3.75 times just for the one player. You have to pick 2 to 5. You can win 100 times your original play. You can mix and match pro basketball, pro baseball, and golf today if you like to do that. And it's real money, and it's absolutely legal here in the state of Texas. This is incredible. I'm looking at these right now. I need to take a look at this for the first round of the Masters. And you're doing it through Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy, make the games more fun. Play along with the games. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. For gambling problems, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
In Birmingham, Alabama, dancers are suing the strip club, claiming it forced a socialist economic system by making them share tips. Do you think strip clubs are communists?
I've never considered it.
No, I don't think so. That's tip shared. It happens at restaurants all the time, too. Like, So what's the lawsuit?
The strippers are saying you're making them share. It's a socialistic economic system, and we're a democracy.
Yeah, I think they will win, actually.
They might win.
Well, not if it's tip share.
Hold on now.
If they're fighting against tip share, which goes to waitresses, cocktail waitresses, and bartenders and busboys, no, they're not going to win.
But should a stripper, should her money be divided because if she's better at bringing in tips than, you know, the broke bee who comes in at 2 p.m.
You mean with other strippers?
Well, yeah, that's right. You got to share with other strippers.
Yeah.
If Selma Hayek is one and then. Selma Hayek is another, and I got to share my
Selma
tips.
Blair's got the cane now. That's not good. She's, she has MS,
yeah,
she, I think.
Yeah, don't bring up.
I would say, wow. Yes.
Don't bring up Selma Blair.
I should have thought to myself.
Keep that to yourself.
They'll win that.
They could win that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. A suburban police warn of senior assassins water gun game played by students wearing ski masks. There is apparently, this is a TikTok game that's going around.
How do you play?
High school seniors are playing a game called Senior Assassins. They're walking around with ski masks on, pointing water guns at people. Do you think this is a good idea for high school seniors?
Why are they called Senior Assassins? Because they're seniors in school.
Yeah.
I thought they were running around trying to threaten old people.
This isn't Green, Illinois.
No. Yeah. Ski mask with gun? No.
Where is it?
In a rich suburb of Illinois.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yeah, of Chicago. Yeah.
White people doing white people stuff.
Yeah, that is really...
Let's put on a ski mask and threaten people with guns and see how that goes.
This burglar decided, I'm going to show these people. Apparently, he left a large bowel movement in the victim's toilet, say the Ontario police. Is it even worse. It's like you were an insult to injury when you steal people's stuff and then you drop a large deuce.
I mean, it's
and don't flush.
It's better than doing the upper decker, taking off the lid to the commode and doing and dropping it in there. That, yeah, that's what that's some people do. If you're gonna do it, I'd rather you do it.
Who does an upper decker?
I know it happens because there's actually a name for it. So I'm glad you're actually putting it where I can flush as opposed to the top part. I'll take that over the other thing.
Apparently in Rome, there's a bit of a controversy. Lance, I wonder what Nicole thinks about this. It's a commercial that features a priest giving nuns communion, only the communion is potato chips. It's an advertising for potato chips.
Seems like blasphemous.
It just seems
blasphemous.
Little.
Where are they doing this?
In Rome.
That seems. That's where the commercials are airing? Yeah. Ooh, I would think they're going to get knocked off the
air.
Well,
there it is not. It is thought to be, and it's all Catholic in Rome. What are you doing?
Yeah,
taking a chance.
Amica chips. I'm pretty sure they ain't going to sell all that well.
A little disrespectful.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, worse, that or Bud Light ads. Who's going to catch it? Who's going to catch it?
I think it depends on the part of the
country.
I don't
know, man. Boy, Bud Light really caught it. I would say, potato chip body of Christ. But man, did Bud Light catch it. That's like one of the worst I've ever seen.
We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 9. Thank you to East River 9. Come on by. We're going to be here all day long. Time to get out there and play. Time to play pickleball. Time to hit golf balls. Time to come watch the Astros. And time to watch the Masters. I mean, it can't be a better day for you to play hooky and get on over here to East River 9, a great place to enjoy a beautiful, beautiful day. I got to talk before we go about GimmeTheVin.com. It's my man John Clay Wolf over at GimmeTheVin.com. That just is silly to me. I've sold vehicles, okay, and sold John Clay Wolf vehicle. First place I go is GiveMeTheVin.com. You find out what your vehicle is worth. You find it out right now. Now, if it's a $1,000 vehicle, he ain't buying that. He just ain't doing that, okay? As a matter of fact, if you've got a really, really expensive car, that's he loves that, and he's going to give you more for that. He really takes big risks on big money cars. So if you're sitting there thinking about selling whatever vehicle it is that you're selling, if it's a big money vehicle, guess what? You are going to catch it pretty good. John Clay Wolf is going to hit you. He's going to hit you pretty good. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter what your car is. You got to find out what it's worth. And you know, before you go to the dealers, you want to sell to the dealer, that's great. But you know what? John Clay, go to GiveMeTheVin.com, find out what it's worth, because that dealer might be, I don't know, he might be lowballing you. Here's the deal. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com, find out what it's worth every single time. John Clay Wolf will buy it from you. GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.